Welcome to episode 68 of the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. I am Jenna, and I'm here to be encouraging you along the way of your postpartum journey so that you can be healthy and fit and strong and get back to the body that you love and enjoy. Today, we are talking about how exercise during pregnancy can help you improve your postpartum recovery. Now, I know that you are probably already in that postpartum phase listening to this, but I'm here to teach you the importance of exercise during pregnancy for the future, for when you have another child in the future, or maybe you just want to share this information with a friend or a sister who is pregnant right now. We all know that exercise during pregnancy is a fabulous idea. It's probably one of the best decisions you will make for yourself during pregnancy. But I know that's not convincing enough for you, and you're probably wondering, well, why is exercise so important during pregnancy, and how does it really help me? How does it help me to recover more smoothly, and how does it speed up my recovery? Well, we're gonna be talking about all these things in today's episode. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. Hey, hey, mama, it is giveaway time. We are giving away some fun prizes in the month of April because we are at our 1 year anniversary mark. I'm so excited. We've been doing the podcast for a whole year, and I am excited to get you some prizes. All right, so we're giving away a $50 Amazon gift card and a free coaching session with me where we can tackle your lifestyle, your schedule to get your exercise fitting in to your life with ease so that you can hit your goals and get your body back to the way you want it to be, right? Whatever that is. And so I'm here to help you with that. I'd love for you to enter into the giveaway by just simply going to the Apple Podcast, writing a review, taking a screenshot, and sharing it with me on Instagram in my DMs. And if you want a bonus entry into the giveaway to win a prize, you can share this podcast with a friend and tag me on Instagram in your stories. Love for you to enter in and love to see those reviews coming in. And with those reviews comes more spreading of the show for more mamas to get access to the material that I'm teaching everyone. So I can't wait to spread this podcast and help it to grow even more. Now, today we are talking about how exercise during pregnancy can help with postpartum recovery. It can help in so many ways, but obviously the number one way is to help it speed up so that your recovery goes faster. First off, let's understand from the professionals what their recommendation is for prenatal fitness. FamilyDoctor.org says, pregnant women should get 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise each week. And at this level, you should still be able to talk, but not sing. Divide the 150 minutes up however you like. So that's the nice thing. You have some choices here. You could do 30 minutes of exercise five times a week, or you could do 10-minute increments several times a day on most days. It's really up to you how you do it, but they're saying to get 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise each week. Some other reliable resources that talk about the importance of exercise and pregnancy are the American Pregnancy Association and WebMD. So those are really good places to do some research if you feel like you're not sure what is best and what's recommended for you. Maybe you have some other medical conditions going on during pregnancy. Always go to reliable sources. A common question that comes up a lot when it comes to exercise and types of exercise during pregnancy is whether or not jumping or running will harm your baby while exercising. This is one of the biggest fears. It's like, I don't want to move too much because I'm afraid that I'm going to hurt my baby. Exercise involves a lot of movement, so maybe I shouldn't exercise because I might harm my baby. But actually, that's not the case. Running and jumping is not harmful to your baby. I have known so many different moms who were active runners throughout their entire pregnancy, and nothing has ever happened to their babies. And I, for my pregnancies, I walked like intense walking all the way up till the end. With my first baby, I remember doing like a lot of walking in a mall and feeling like a lot of cramping, a lot of dropping. And then the next day my baby came out. So I would actually say that exercise is going to help speed up the labor and delivery process because your baby's going to be moving and dropping, right? Dropping down to where your baby's supposed to be. So that's some benefit right there. Runner's World says, for those with uncomplicated pregnancies, experts say there's no harm in maintaining your exercise routine. Running won't cause miscarriage or hurt the baby. The baby is pretty isolated and protected during pregnancy. So hopefully that gives you reassurance during pregnancy that you can continue to exercise, run, and do cardio exercise while you're pregnant if you're an avid runner. So what are the benefits to exercising while pregnant? Well, there's a lot, but let's go over a few. It helps to maintain healthy weight, of course, and it helps to decrease any kind of back pain that you might have because a lot of women, when they're pregnant, get a lot of back pain because of that extra weight that's pulling and tugging on your spine. But exercise can help reduce your back pain. It helps alleviate constipation. Fitness levels improve and thus your energy improves. You know, drinking too much coffee, yes, that will give you energy, but why not exercise to give you that energy? That is the most natural way to get the energy. And we are all feeling sluggish when we're pregnant, but the exercise will really boost your energy. And then your fitness levels will also improve your labor and delivery. And this is key. This is so key. If you want a smooth labor and delivery, you need to exercise. You'll be stronger and you'll have more endurance to push and to go through that labor. And that is one of my biggest testimonies to my deliveries. I gave birth 4 times naturally, and I just was really honed in on my muscle contractions, not my belly contractions, but contracting my muscle strength to push my baby out. And I just really attribute it to my strength. Maintaining strength throughout my pregnancy really helped me with my deliveries. And then also when it comes to postpartum, it really helps with your weight loss because you're not gaining so much fat during pregnancy because you're staying active, that when it comes time to postpartum recovery, you're losing the fat a lot easier. Okay, so Lamaze talks about the following benefits for exercise. They talk about the endorphins, the mental well-being, better sleep, and just the physical benefits like we talked about already. And Mayo Clinic talks about how it reduces your back aches and constipation and bloating and swelling. We already talked about that. But the boost in your mood, right? We haven't talked about that yet. Exercise will help with your mood. And it, you know, we're having so many hormonal changes during pregnancy, but let's stabilize things with exercise, okay? Those endorphins. And then sleep. Gosh, we struggle to sleep when we're pregnant. We're so uncomfortable. But research says that exercise can help with your sleep. Okay, so there's so many benefits to exercise during pregnancy. I don't want you to be afraid to exercise when you're pregnant because there's more benefits than harm. Okay, we have to weigh out the pros and the cons. And 100%, it is highly recommended. Now, always check with your doctor because everybody's pregnancy is different. So you need to check with your doctor to see if exercise is allowed in your specific situation. You might have some other things going on, complications that your doctor would not recommend it. So always check with your doctor before you start exercise during pregnancy. Now, how does fitness during pregnancy actually help during postpartum recovery? Well, it all starts with the third trimester. If you're physically fit leading up to the third trimester, then I would say you're going to have an amazing postpartum recovery. Someone who can sustain a physically active lifestyle all the way through the first and second trimester is most likely to be determined enough to try to stay as active as they can through the third trimester, okay? So you are a determined person. If you're going to be working out throughout the first and second trimester, you're not going to be giving up on the third trimester. This type of woman might slow down a bit, but really continues that consistency, and that consistency through the third trimester will carry over into postpartum recovery. So it's just a nice habit that is formed, and it really helps you sustain that healthy fitness habit throughout your postpartum recovery, and it gives you stamina. When it comes to postpartum recovery and you have worked out all throughout the first, second, and third trimester, you are going to continue to do those exercises. You're going to continue to work out. You're not going to want to give that up. All right, so let's review the main reasons why exercise during pregnancy is beneficial for postpartum recovery to help you speed up your postpartum recovery. Number one, it improves your strength. So it makes labor and delivery easier, which then helps you recover faster after you give birth. Because if your labor and delivery is good, your recovery is going to be just as good. All right, number two is it improves your stamina for postpartum recovery. Okay, so if you have good stamina during pregnancy, it's going to stay with you during postpartum recovery, and that is important. Number three, it improves your sleep. And so if you're exercising, you're going to be getting better sleep. And we all know when you're in postpartum recovery and your baby's with you, you're not going to be getting a lot of sleep. So having improved quality of sleep is crucial. Number four, it improves your ability to lose weight. So if you put on some weight during pregnancy, which we all do, and it's normal, we will take some time to lose the weight during postpartum recovery. But the weight loss journey is a lot easier and a little bit faster when you have worked out during your pregnancy. So when it comes time to postpartum weight loss, it goes a lot faster. Number five, it improves your habits. So you maintained the habit of fitness throughout pregnancy, you're going to keep those healthy habits during postpartum recovery. So habit formation is crucial, and you want to have healthy habits from the get-go if you can. All right, and number six, it prevents any kind of back pain, any kind of joint pain, which we typically get during pregnancy, and it can linger on into postpartum recovery, and exercise can help prevent that. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you're motivated to continue to work out anytime in the future when you are pregnant, and I just wanna remind you again to always live core strong. Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.